ocean in darkness, are starving for life's giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and greetings to all who are tuned in to the Mission Trail at this time. It is indeed a great pleasure to be back with you again, and now let us get right into the message from the Word. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. 2 Corinthians 8th chapter and the 9th verse. I would like for us to consider this scripture in the light of the Word of God and the will of God for us in performing our duty toward those who have not heard the gospel. First, we notice that the text says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich." By this we understand that he was with the Father before the foundation of the world, that he was surrounded by all the glory and riches of heaven. No doubt he was administered to by angels and needed nothing which heart could desire. Notice St. John 17, chapter and verse 5. "And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." This indeed indicates to me that Jesus enjoyed complete peace and tranquility with the Father before the world began. Now I want to ask you a question. Why did Jesus leave the Father and come to this world to endure the criticism of his enemies and eventually taste the pains of death on the cross? The answer is simple. Notice the last part of the text. "Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." This very clearly indicates that through his sufferings and work, we became rich in the eternal things of God and become heir to heaven. But this brings us to another question in our study. As the theme song of this broadcast so well words the question, let me ask you by repeating a verse of this song. "Shall we who so richly are favored still leave them to perish alone?" In other words, shall we selfishly enjoy the gospel and not impart it to those who have not heard? The answer is self-evident, no. But we will rise up by the grace of God in the face of all the opposition of this present, modern, and evil world and dare the truth to herald at the peril of our lives. Let all the Church of God join hearts and hands together to carry out the great commission of the Savior as given in Matthew 28:19. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." God is counting on you. And now, let us pray. Our Father, take the words of this message and burn them indelibly into the hearts of those who hear thy word. May sinners be constrained to leave the paths of sin to follow thee, and each one of thy people be moved to do more toward the spread of the gospel in the year of 1965 than ever before. Bless those who may be shut in or sick with a special blessing from thy hand. Remember those, we pray, who have special prayer requests. Work out the problems for each one as the need may be. Our Father, we pray for the President of our country and for the Senators and Congressmen who are in session now. May they use divine wisdom in all of their deliberations in the passing of laws. May such laws be enacted which will permit thy people to continue to enjoy freedom as provided for in the Constitution. Not only do we pray for our country, but also for our neighboring countries of Canada and Mexico, and all of the Latin American countries. And Father, surely our prayer does not stop here, but we also include all the people of all the countries of the world. Bless those who are suffering under the hand of oppression. Remember those who are endeavoring to spread thy word to the darkened lands of the world. Work out the problems for each of thy people, wherever they may be. For we ask it in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Friends, you're listening to the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We trust that each of you are enjoying these broadcasts as much as we are in preparing them for you. If so, we would like to hear from you. And now we have a song for you by Brother and Sister Mart Salmon and their sons. May the Lord bless this song to your hearts. Now, Brother and Sister Mart Salmon and sons.
Tell it what Jesus did for me and what he still is doing every day. But bless his name, it's growing so fast upon my hands. My happy soul can only seem to say, oh, the glory of Calvary's love story. Oh, the glory that's in my soul. Saving me while ages roll.
Thank you for that beautiful song, and I hope you did enjoy it, friends. And now we're going to have a poem entitled The Mission Trail. I want Patsy to read that for us. Go right ahead, Patsy.
The mission trail our Savior trod, no man had ever seen before. The winepress of the wrath of God bespoke the stains his garments bore. When offered he on Calvary's cross the bloodstain of his stainless life, to save us from eternal loss and give us peace dispelling strife. The mission trail entwined about the rugged hills of human fears. It crossed the barren fields of doubt and bridged the darksome flood of tears. And through the forest of despair he paved a road of hope and trust. His voice was music in the air for weary pilgrims of the dust. The mission trail for you and me he trod, yes, many years ago. The path of life and victory now stretches through this earth below. No tongue or creed was left unreached. His voice went out to all the earth. And men can hear the gospel preached, the wonders of the heavenly birth. But there are other trails that lead from all who hear the joyful sound. A trail of faith is ours to plead if we would gain that sacred ground. For all who hear the story told, believing it with heart sincere, the loving Savior will unfold and fill their lives with hope and cheer. How blessed the soul who thus can win an entrance to the heavenly life, whose faith o'ermasters doubt and sin and triumphs in this vale of strife. And be to other souls a light upon the path of life so true, like him who now in grace and might this mission trail once surely knew.
Thank you, Patsy, and thank the Lord for the poem by Leslie Busby. Now, before I leave the air, I would like to remind you that this is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If we have been a blessing to you, we would appreciate hearing about it. If you have a prayer request, don't fail to let us know when you write. Also, if you would like a typewritten copy of this broadcast, you may have one free of charge by simply asking for message number 1565. This will include a copy of the poem also. Now, until next Friday night, this is Willie Murphy speaking in behalf of the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. May God bless you each and every one. Here is my announcer. Good night.